Hello, everyone, and welcome to New Sex to Review. Today's product is the Doris 72.09-pound life-size blonde silicone sex doll for men from AeroVenus. So Doris is actually my favorite doll body. They sent me the body by itself a while ago, so I've actually already reviewed the body, but they just sent me the head recently, so now I'm going to be able to review Doris as an entire unit. As you can see, she's only $1,600, which for the quality you're getting is really good. You're getting essentially an entire doll minus the legs, like knee and below. But let's jump into the hands-on review and we'll talk more about Doris. All right, so this is Doris. Now, I have already reviewed Doris's body. They sent me the body ahead of the head, but they want me to review the whole package again. So I'm reviewing the head and the body together. Now, as you can see, Doris is wearing like a little headband. She's got some really killer bangs that are kind of covering her eyes. And I'll show you her bangs in a second, but I just wanted to kind of move her bangs out of the way so you could see her eyes. Because she has a really beautiful face. She has kind of a Russian, Slavic, kind of Eastern European kind of look. So if that's what you're into, then Doris is your girl. I think she looks a little bit like Taylor Swift. You let me know. Do you see it? Do you see the Taylor Swift in there? Or am I crazy? I don't know. Anyway, so this is Doris. Now, she's got a lot of makeup. Like, her lips are very colored, which is fine. It's not my cup of tea, but, you know, the thing about AeroVenus is their dolls essentially cater to whatever you're into. So not every doll is going to be exactly what you want, but find the doll that you like. And the quality is going to be consistent regardless of the type of doll you get. The Doris body is my favorite body because it has arms. And I'll explain why once we get into the body section. But again, let me show you the features of these heads from AeroVenus. They're really cool. So this is what's called an ROS head. The ROS head has a mouth you can open and close, which not only lets you give the doll smooches and you can even have oral sex with the doll, it also makes the doll more expressive. I always get a kick out of it. So yeah, here's Doris with her mouth wide open. And as you can see, her eyes bug out like she's seen like the scariest thing you could possibly see in your life. And but as you can see, like her, let me tilt her head back. Well, I guess it's closing her mouth. As you close her mouth, her eyes close as well. That's the whole point. Let me show you her bangs so you can see what I'm talking about. I'll take this headband out of the way. But see the bangs? See how the bangs is kind of like cover up her eyes? Now, maybe you're into that. Maybe the bangs over the eyes is exactly what you're into. I don't know. What's worth pointing out is the mouth is like anatomically correct. You see her teeth and her tongue. Her mouth is perfectly smoochable, perfectly oral sexable. And of course, by opening and closing her mouth, you make her more expressive. So her eyes are a little bit open with her mouth like this, but if I closed her mouth tighter, you can see her eyes are more narrow. So it really just, it's whatever you're into. So that's what's really cool about the ROS heads. They otherwise feel very soft and realistic, like you could squeeze her cheeks, her nose, everything looks and feels real. So anyway, that is Doris's head. Now I'm gonna show you the body. So we're gonna reposition her and then we will move on. Okay, so here is Doris's body. Now again, I've already reviewed the body with a different head previously, but the AeroVenus wanted me to show you the body again. I'm gonna show you it from the side and then we're gonna show you the goods. But the coolest thing about this is the arms. The arms are very realistic. They bend very naturally. The hand, even the fingers, bend naturally. So it's super realistic and it looks realistic. It feels realistic. And you know what? I'll show you the sexual position because that's honestly more important. But let me move her arms out of the way and I'll demonstrate the boobs before we move on. Hold on. Her boobs are a little bit on the small side. She has like a good handful. It's a good handful, but obviously, when it comes to sex dolls, you can get them a lot bigger. But this is if you like a nice little handful, like, you know, like a B or a C cup, these are fine. These are a nice handful. They're very realistic. Look at the jiggle. You can see the squish. You can slap them around. The boobs are very nice, and they're nice across the range. And I'll show you the goods in a minute, but the whole doll is great as far as the quality of the doll. Anyway, let's show you the other angles. Okay, so this is Doris's vagina and butthole. As you can see, everything is anatomically correct. The butthole is smaller and tighter, obviously. The vagina has like a very small clitoris. Like usually the labia and like the associated details around the vagina are a lot more pronounced. This one has a very subdued labia and just like a little clit, which is fine, but just be aware. If you like a big flowery vagina, Doris has more of like a teenager vagina, just so you know. But other than that, everything, like, you know, everything is where it's supposed to be. Everything feels fine. But again, Air Venus's quality is really amazing. Like when you squeeze her thighs, it feels like muscle. You know, you squeeze her butt, like if I reach down and squeeze her butt cheek, it feels like a butt cheek. Like the whole body feels like a real woman. You could push on her tummy and you could do that. You could squeeze her boobs, you could feel that. Like the whole body feels great. What's really amazing about the Doris body, this is why it's my favorite body, like the boobs could be bigger, right? Like that, the sexual bits aren't necessarily my highest preference, but the arms make it really exceptional. Because here's the thing, even though the doll is still a torso doll, it doesn't have a full leg. The leg terminates like right above the knee. However, when you are standing in between the legs, when you're having sex with the doll, you can hold on to her hands to support her. Instead of holding on to her hips or her butt, you can hold on to her hands. And because her legs are behind you when you're having sex with her, there's nothing to pull you out of the immersion. Like normally when you have sex with a doll like a torso, the fact that she's armless and legless, you're gonna have to suspend your disbelief to some degree, unless you're into quadriplegics. But with Doris, because the legs terminate above the knee, but if you're between her legs, you don't even see that part of her leg at all. The fact that she has arms means there's much less suspension of disbelief necessary. You don't have to suspend your disbelief because she's missing limbs. You can hold on to her hands and to support her while you're having sex. It's really cool. And the hands feel real. You know, if you crave touch, then having hands you could actually hold is not a small thing, especially with Celestina's original body from the dollhouse. She had wire fingers, so whenever I tried to hold her hands, they didn't feel like a real hand. They felt like what they were, which is wires with like TPE around them and the approximate size and shape of a woman's hand. But when you squeezed her hand, it didn't feel like a woman's hand. It felt like wires, whereas Doris's hands feel like a real person's hands. Like the fingers bend naturally, the hand moves naturally, everything feels fine, everything feels real. So this is my favorite body. I love to see arms offered on more bodies from Air Venus, because again, I'd like bigger boobs. I'd like, I guess, a little bit more flower, a little bit more of a flowery labia, in my opinion. But like, for example, my favorite torso when it comes to like body type is the Hot Kitty Aria torso, but that one doesn't have arms. If that one had arms, it would be perfect. So really love the Doris body. I love the arms. I think it really does add a lot. And it's not that expensive compared to other doll-like models. And I don't know if it's because the boobs are smaller and everything, like that somehow translates into the arms. I don't know. But the Doris body is great. I love the arms. If you like Slavic, Russian, Eastern European women or Taylor Swift, then you could get the Doris head. Otherwise, all the bodies are compatible with all the heads. You don't have to get the Doris body with the Doris head. You can get whatever body with whatever head you want. As long as the skin tones match, everything should be fine. So that's about it for the Doris doll. Now, I did do a review of the Doris body previously because, again, they sent me the body ahead of the head. So if you want to check out my review of just the Doris body, I'll put a link to that in the description. Other than that, though, go to Air Venus, check out Doris. If you like what you see, you can't go wrong. Air Venus is excellent quality. All their dolls are good. Actually, you know what? Let me close her legs so you can see what her vagina... Let me show you what I'm talking about. Okay? So, when I close her legs, see like her... She doesn't really have a labia. See what I'm talking about? That's what I mean. But anyway, the point is whatever you're into when it comes to dolls, Air Venus essentially has that type of a doll for you, whether it's like body type or ethnicity. They have a whole bunch of stuff. And they didn't always, like they just started this kind of subsection of dolls on their site So I'm really excited. Working with them, really good quality. Check out Doris. Check out all the dolls. Just look at what they have, and if you see something you like, be confident that the quality is going to be great, because AeroVenus is really good work. Anyway, thank you, AeroVenus, for sending me Doris. There is a different system now when it comes to the coupon codes. So before, you would get like a 15% off coupon code. Now, you have a link of all the products that are already 15% off, right? So there's a list of products that are 15% off. My coupon code will take off an additional 3% off of the 15%. So go to the link, look for products that are already 15% off, and you'll save an additional 3% with my coupon code on top of the 15%. Okay, so it's a little bit different, but you can save like up to 18% if you use it on a 15% off product. So there you go. That's the new system. I think you could also use the 3% off code on a non-sale product, but you'll only save 3%. But just so you know, be aware. Anyway, that's all I have to say. Thank you, AeroVenus. Thank you, everyone, for watching. Remember the coupon code. Remember the new system. That's all I have to say, though. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.